Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, you know, around this time of year, things just get a little heavy on my shoulders, and I think, oh, I would love something nice and nourishing to provide me with comfort. And of course, there are comfort foods, but you know what? I think there's also comfort wines.
I couldn't agree with you more. Comfort foods. Let's, again, put this all into context. We are in the coldest part of winter. And, you know, there's a lot of wonderful stuff that comes about when we make meatloaf or pot roast or stews or even ribs or barbecue, red pasta dishes, you know, just real stick-to-your-bones kind of stuff. So I was thinking, because those are sort of the foods that I gravitate towards this time of year, what are the wines that I think are going to be big enough and yet not pretentious enough, or not so pretentious that they can stand up to these? So I got a couple of suggestions, I think, for my comfort reds to go with comfort foods. First off, from a producer called Pirano Estate, out of the Lodi area in California. These guys were actually, I think, if not the first, one of the first vintners to produce wine in Lodi. They go back quite a ways. Anyway, this is their 2018 Lodi Petite Syrah. Now, Alan, as you are well aware, Petite Syrah is anything but petite. It's a big old red wine. And this one absolutely hits that quality. It's 14.8% ABV. It's deep ruby garnet, big forward blueberry and blackberry nose with big jammy berry fruit with good length that comes in. You can just sort of see, you know, pouring yourself a good old flagon of that while you're digging into a good old pot roast. I think it's just be killer. So that really, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, but Hugh, how much does something like that cost?
That's all $13.
What?
Yeah. Oh, so that's right. These are okay. Comfort foods, comfort wines to go with comfort wounds that will be comfortable on your wallet. So another really good producer in this category, and this is a company you're extremely familiar with, Alan, is Klein. And they've been doing sort of Rhone-style wines for a long time. This is their Syrah, again, from the 2018 vintage. This is a Sonoma Coast at 14.5% alcohol by volume. Pretty classic Syrah, black cherry, berry, and spice on the nose, follows through on the palate. It has a nice lingering finish. And again, there's some, as is typical with Syrah, there's some sort of peppery notes. It's just big, full, and delicious. And again, think of my dishes. You might even have this with ribs. It would probably work. So those are two right there. That one is also $12.99.
Oh.
Now, to wrap up my choices for this, this was a producer I'd never, no familiarity with. They're called Field Recordings. And they have a couple of different sort of categories, but they have a fiction series, which are all field blends. And this is from Paso Robles, 13.9%. Get this, 24% Zin, 15% Syrah, 12% Alicante Boucher, 10% Cab, 9% Sangiovese, 7% Carignan, 7% Torriga Nacional, 4% Barbera, 6% Corvina, and 6% Charbono. I mean, this is everything in the kitchen sink in there. This is killer. Deep ruby, garnet, aromatic, layered wine with all kinds of rich flavors that come popping out. The slogan on the thing says, drink fiction, eat tacos. How can you beat it?
You can't, Hugh. We're going to put these on the website so you can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.